Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 19 regarding Patricia Axton, A-X-T-O-N. Patricia Axton is a 71-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-8-20. But on that occasion, she tripped over shoes that were left on the floor, causing her to fall face down. Period, she did not experience loss of consciousness. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she understands her final diagnosis to be a broken nose and a right arm fracture. Period, she did undergo a procedure to, quote, relocate her nose. Period, end quote. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, she states that in her 20s, she fell and fractured her elbow, leading to surgery. Period, this left her with residual decrease in extension. Period. New paragraph. Per her claim petition, Ms. Axton alleges permanent injuries to her right arm and nose after she tripped over shoes left in the aisle. Period, medical records show she underwent. She was evaluated patient first on 8-9-20, period. She underwent x-rays that showed a fracture of the nasal bones and fracture of the lateral condyle of the right humerus. She was then referred for specialist consultation. Period, new paragraph. Ms. Axton was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Aida, A-I-T-A, on 8-13-20 for her right elbow pain. Period. He diagnosed contusion of the right elbow. Period, he noted the urgent care x-rays showed evidence of a questionable radial lucid line, comma, transversely oriented, starting at the lateral epicondyle. Period, this may be compatible with an occult lateral epicondyle avulsion or fracture through the lateral condyle of the distal humerus. Period, there is deformities noted from her prior fracture, and the distal ulna is slightly irregular. Period, apart from this, there was no evidence of significant arthritic changes. Period. He recommended pursuing an MRI. Period. We are not in receipt of that report to confirm its completion. Period. New paragraph. On 8-14-20, she was seen by an ENT specialist named Dr. Burstein, B-U-R-S-T-E-I-N, period. His assessment was fracture of the nasal bones and deviated nasal septum. Period, they discussed treatment options. Period. On 8-18-20, he performed closed reduction of the nasal fracture. Period, post-operative diagnoses were depressed left greater than right nasal fracture. Period, new paragraph. The petitioner was also seen on 9-10-20 by orthopedist Dr. Armbruster, A-R-M-B-R-U-S-T-E-R. Period. He ascertained a history of fracture of the right elbow about 45 years ago. Period, at that time, she fell while she was roller skating. Period, she had a severe fracture treated with traction. Period. She healed, however, developed a contracture as a result. Period. His evaluation found elbow radial motion was 20 to 120 degrees of flexion, where there was full pronation and supination. Period, elbow and wrist flexion and extension were 5/5. Period. X-rays of the right elbow were reviewed. Period, the study demonstrated a normal examination without evidence of fracture or dislocation. appear there was evidence of slight deformity identified about the distal humerus consistent with her stated history. Appeared his assessment was right elbow contusion. Period. She felt able to return to work safely at that point without restriction. Appears she was going to return in 2 weeks with anticipated improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She showed this evaluator pictures of her injuries on her cell phone. Period. They revealed raccooning of her eyes. Period. Head, eyes, ears. The septum appeared to be deviated to the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities upper. There was a healed scar measuring 3 inches at the right elbow posteriorly. Period. Motion of the elbow was from 40 to 140 degrees of flexion. Period. Supination and pronation were full. Period. Most of the left elbow, both shoulders, wrists, and fingers was full. No plans without crepitus tendinous, trigger, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, and cervical normal. Impressions on 8-8-20. Patricia accident tripped and fell while at work. Period. She was seen at patient first the next day, where she had x-rays of the right elbow and facial bones. Period. She quickly came to the orthopedic care of Dr. Aida regarding her elbow. Period. He was concerned and referred her for an MRI that does not appear to have been completed. Period. She also was seen by an ENT specialist named Dr. Burstein. Period. On 8-18-20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She also saw Dr. Armbruster orthopedically in 9-10-20. Period. His overall assessment was that she had a contusion of the right elbow. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Ms. Axton had deconditioned arms. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right elbow posteriorly consistent with her remote injury and surgery. Period. There was slightly decreased range of motion about the right elbow, but provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine. Period. There appeared to be right septal deviation, but her airways were patent. Period. New paragraph. There is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the nose. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right or left arms. Period. End.